Kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the chefs said, can you better slow down? All the preachers said, it's a devil's playground. I wonder if they knew they were wasting their breath. All I ever heard was all the pretty girls said. I'm home for the summer, shoot out. Whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the 17 said I'm getting out of Dodge. All the big dreams said I'm selling all I got. The high rollers busy placing their bets. Me, I'm headed south, cause all the pretty girls say I'm home for the summer, shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover, oh, I'm free tonight. I'm coming over, call all your friends. Somebody hold me, all the pretty girls say. All of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the pretty girls said.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden commuted the prison sentences of hundreds of people. White House officials say most were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the pandemic. In all, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says about 1,500 people are getting clemency.
Today's actions build on the president's record of criminal justice reform to help reunite families, strengthen communities, and reintegrate individuals back into society.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Turkey said it's imperative to keep ISIS down following the end of Bashar Assad's regime in Syria. Elected leaders in New Jersey continue to criticize the federal government's response to nighttime drone sightings over the state. White House said there's no indication they pose a national security or public safety threat. And a monster wintry storm leaving a mess from Wisconsin to Rhode Island. The California-Nevada border could see 4 feet of snow this weekend. This is ABC News. Apple may be ready to take over a key part of its devices. For years, the company's relied on chips from Broadcom for Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connections, but Bloomberg now says Apple's on the verge of switching to chips that it designs itself. Thousands of New Yorkers hoping their ride into work this morning's better than the ride home yesterday when they were stuck underground on the subway. The issue was old equipment malfunctioning. ABC's Andrea Fujii says that's not unique to New York.
Cities across the country are facing public transportation woes, from aging infrastructure causing track issues in Boston to funding issues nearly leading to a strike in Philadelphia to safety concerns in Los Angeles. So why is it so hard to address these issues? Experts say declines in ridership have made politicians less willing to fund improvements.
Only about 5% of American workers use public transit. Fewer kids getting flu shots. The CDC says just 37% of American kids got the shot this year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NMember FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Unwrap the savings during the JCPenney Mystery Sale. This Thursday to Sunday, hurry in store for a gold coupon giveaway while they last. You could win an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off. Or get extra lucky and hit the jackpot deal. You'll win $60 off your entire purchase when you spend $60 or more. JCPenney, make it count. Coupon valid on select styles 12/12 to 12/15. Exclusions apply. Must be 18 or older. See store associate for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Court appearances by three men facing charges in connection to false Republican electors in the 2020 presidential election. Attorney Jim Troupas and two others made initial appearances in Dane County Court Thursday on charges filed by AG Josh Call, which Troupas afterward characterized as lawfare. The wife of a man who allegedly faked his death before traveling to Eastern Europe is filing for annulment of their marriage. Emily Borgwart filed for legal separation from her husband Ryan Borgwart one day after Ryan was charged with obstruction in the incident where he allegedly faked his drowning in Green Lake. And Wisconsin has a new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a poultry flock. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says it's in a flock of more than 13,000 turkeys on a farm in Barron County. Conkle says the affected premises has been quarantined and won't move poultry or poultry products. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Life-altering viruses lurk all around us. While they can't be avoided, they can be defeated by safe, effective vaccines. These vaccines undergo rigorous clinical trials before the FDA carefully reviews every piece of data to make sure the vaccine is safe and effective, eventually sending it to the CDC to recommend when your child should get its protection. Visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/vaccinefacts to learn more.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 16 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with some freezing rain, sleet, and snow after midnight. Our low 13 tomorrow. Some freezing rain and snow, a bit breezy with a high right around 33. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6 below zero.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy.
Tommy slipped something overhead. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. So long, and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. Drink a beer.
looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. And to be listening for interviews from the Milk Business Conference next week during the Morning Farm Report in our newsmaker segment. We'll have coverage from Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual convention here coming up during our newsmaker segment this hour, along with our Ag Weather forecast, too. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic will be milk fat depression. And this was presented at a seminar here at the University of Illinois from a graduate student in the lab of Felipe Cardozo here at the University of Illinois. We know that milk fat is important because it has a great deal of value. Currently, farmers are receiving $3.09 per pound of milk fat at the farm gate, and they're rewarded to maintaining high levels of fat and along with high levels of protein. Certainly, we know that if we have a digestive disorder like milk fat depression, we can see effects on rumen health and feed efficiency here in the feeding program. So what is milk fat depression? Well, what happens is that cows produce below the targeted level of milk fat. Here in the U.S., Holstein cows produce a 4.1% milk fat on average. Cows under milk fat depression will be probably below 3.5, and more extreme cases below 3. So we are actually losing the profitability on that cow as well. The causes of milk fat depression can be such things as dietary factors. And the big one here is fatty acid profile. And we all heard about PUFAs, polyunsaturated fatty acids. It can really drop butter fat test down from, say, a 3.6 to a 3.0, consuming only 4 grams per day. Certainly another factor would be rumen fermentation. The type of volatile fatty acids being produced are important because basically 50% of the milk fat is coming from acetate and butyrate. So if those precursors are not formed, it doesn't get to the mammary gland and we build those into longer chain fatty acids. Of course, starch levels, starch type, the feeding behavior, feeding system on the farm can affect rumen fermentation. Forage particle size and monensa are all factors that can affect rumen fermentation both positively and negatively. And, of course, the third thing which can lower butterfat test is health itself. And the best example is mastitis. Cows with mastitis or subacute rumen acidosis will have lower levels of milk fat. We already talked about the importance of rumen-volatile fatty acids. We know that we need to have higher levels of acetate and butyrate. If we shift the rumen pH below 5.9 for more than 3 hours a day, we will see a potential risk of milk fat depression in those targeted cows. What happens is that we shift from acetate and butyrate to more propionic acid, which is good news for high-producing cows. Propionate is used for glucose production, but also increases lactic acid. Lactic acid is a much harsher acid in terms of pH in the rumen and can lead us to problems at higher levels as well. And high enough levels cause clinical acidosis, which can actually be lethal to the animal. Work out of Penn State would indicate that supplementing acetate did increase butter fat test as well. We also looked at some studies that came out of Michigan State on fat. 18 Holstein cows in a Latin square design with 3 different treatments, and they looked at control, no added fatty acids, and then 2 different forms, free fatty acids, and then the triglycerides, which is the normal form cows would consume in here. And so the differences here would be that we saw a difference in terms of fatty acids causing an increase in milk production, but a decrease in butter fat test here. Milk production here was 86 pounds for the control. The cows fed the free fatty acids 92 pounds, and the triglyceride cows 90.4 pounds of milk as well. So what happens here is that the unsaturated fatty acids have to be converted, if it's done right, to stearic. It's a very 18-carbon fatty acid with no double bonds. If it does wrong, in other words, we end up producing an intermediate called a CLA, trans-10-cis-12, and that'll drop butter fat tests down by 25% and basically only needs 3 to 4 grams per day here in the feeding program. What about recovering from milk fat depression? Another study done at Penn State with 9 cows. It's about 14 days for dry matter to recover on these cows, 21 days for the butterfat test to come back, and 7 days for milk yield. So our take-home messages include milk fat depression is a common challenge on dairy farms. It doesn't affect all cows, just certain cows, and certainly we understand the various roles that unsaturated fatty acids and starches can have on milk fat. Thanks. That completes the program for today.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Some people people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There's snow on the ground, and out in California the sunshine's falling down, and maybe down in Memphis Graceland's all in lights, and in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. It's windy in Chicago, the kids are out of school, there's magic in Motown, the city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, all across the nation, it's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. And from Fort Payne, Alabama, Merry Christmas tonight.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins reporting from the Milk Business Conference with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets, January up 60 to 2012, February up 53 to 2002, March up 47 to 2001, April up 39 to 1965. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 5.5 to 173, 40-pound blocks up 3.75 to 178 and 3/4, 4-trade a barrel, 6-trade a block on the day, cash butter down 1/4 to 252.5. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 137.75. 7 trades on the day. Dry way up 1.75 to 76.75. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day. Some of this was just some technical selling at resistance levels, as cash markets were anywhere from steady to $2 higher. Now, hog markets found technical buying. Contracts were higher after falling substantially earlier this week, but consumer demand continues to plague the market, at least a weakness in that demand. The big drop earlier this week was viewed as a buying opportunity. December live cattle down 12 cents to 192.12. January feeder cattle down 70 cents to 258.35. December hogs up 5 cents to 83.55. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower spread trades softened, and there was a lack of any type of fresh bullish news. Soybean futures were mixed. There was some light selling on deferred contracts, but there was some firm spread action as well. There's really not a lot of new fresh news to really move the markets one way or the other. Wheat markets, though, they were mostly lower, but they continue to stay above nearby support levels. Black Sea conditions should remain supportive to dormancy of that wheat crop. December corn down 6 1/4 to 431 3/4. New crop down 2 1/4 to 441 3/4. January beans up 1/4 to 995 3/4. December wheat down 4 3/4 to 538 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 387, January 390, new crop 382. Cash beans 916, January 921, February 918, new crop 924. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash January and February corn all at 403.5, March 405.5. Big River or Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 403 and January 403. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 388, new crop 391, cash beans 915, new crop 939. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 391, new crop 392, cash beans 911, new crop 924. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 416, April 432, May 434, new crop 402, cash beans 972, April 977, May 980, new crop 956. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 390, new crop 383, cash beans 924, new crop 941. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 176, market cows 92 to 122, bulls 120 to 150, calves at 225 to 975, beef steers 240 to 405, Holstein steers 192 to 317. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 175 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, doe and bucks 200 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 192, finished beef heifers 180 to 192.50, finished dairy steers 165 to 174, market cows 93 to 117, market bulls 125 to 151. Market hogs at Zumbrota 42.50 to 71, light sows 41.75 to 45.50, heavy sows 42.50 to 48, boars 15 to 23. That is a check of market. It's reporting from the Milk Business Conference. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We share the same last name and the same color eyes. We fought like tigers over that old red bike. I'm batting first and you can't use my glove. It wouldn't take long until push came to shove. But we looked out for each other with brotherly love. Hating girls till I had my first date. I brought her home from the movies. You stayed up late. Three on the couch watching TV. I was smiling at her while you were laughing at me. But I wouldn't trade it for nothing. Brotherly love. There's a bond that brothers know, and it gets stronger as they grow. A love that time and miles can't come between. We disagree, but in the end, there will never be too close a friend. Brotherly love is something we all need. They share the same last name, same color eyes. But they fight like tigers over one old red bike. And looking at them reminds me of us. They're gonna fight and they're gonna fuss. But they've got something special. It's brotherly love. Yeah, they've got something special. It's brotherly love. Yours and baby, you're not mine. We've got something and it sure is fine. Let's take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time.
Love all night, practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All
crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right. One night at a time. All day long, it feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right. One night at a time.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
string band,
my baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a sound.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual convention. Thank you to our sponsors, including Osteoplastics, Amplify Health, Synergy Co-op, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Well, today I am with Kelly Wolfert. She is with the UW Extension with Farm Law. Here we go, right? We're going to be talking about solar. You might be thinking, farmers, well, I got a spot. I could maybe put in a solar array, make a few bucks. Well, there's some things you're going to want to remember, though, before you do all of that. And we're going to kind of get some of the do's and don'ts here with you, Kelly, this morning. And Kelly, thanks for joining us. This is something that's starting to pick up here in Wisconsin, isn't it? A farmer's saying, hey, I want to, or they're being approached by a company.
It is, Brian. So the Solar Energy Industries Association tells us that we've got about 2,500 megawatts of solar already in place here in Wisconsin, which a megawatt's about 5 to 7 acres. So somewhere in the realm of 13,000 acres, not saying they're necessarily farmland acres, but in general acres of solar that's already here and happening. And they say that in the next 5 years, they're expecting another 4,500 megawatts, I believe. So certainly you can see how that acreage would add up quickly. Farmers seem to be interested in it to some extent. I should say farmers or landowners, from the perspective that those dollar signs look pretty enticing. But there is a lot more in those contracts besides just the dollar. So we always encourage folks to take a good look at it with your lawyer and keep an eye out for anything that might trip you up long term.
I guess the first thing is, okay, so Brian's farm has, I'll say 160 acres, but I can't use it if I put solar panels in.
You're right. Yeah. So, and I will say my experiences specifically with large scale solar, so primarily that utility scale solar where you're going to have 100 megawatts, so close to 500 acres or more in a given project. That doesn't mean you yourself have to have that much in a project, but just in that local area in a specific development. Now, like you said, if you are currently farming that land or renting it to a farmer, putting solar on it typically means that you're not going to be able to farm it. However, there has been some interest in what we call agrivoltaics. So it's the idea that we have solar and agriculture together. So whether that's sheep that are grazing under the panels, whether that is spacing the panels far enough apart that you'd maybe be able to farm strips in between, really that conversation is up to you working with, you know, experts in crops and livestock to figure out what might work. But if that's something you're interested in, you need to negotiate into the contract up front because you're not going to have that same negotiating power. And the solar development company isn't going to have the ability to change their structure down the road. It needs to be an upfront conversation.
So to me, I think that means that the very first thing before you sign on the dotted line is this is going to have to be a very long, potentially technical conversation with the farmer, their representatives, their attorneys, and then with the solar company, because everybody needs to be on the same page before anything happens.
Exactly. Spot on. You always want to keep in mind when you're getting a contract, usually whoever is drafting the contract is drafting it so it's in their best interest. So if you and I are negotiating and I draft the contract, I'm probably going to draft that contract so it's a little bit more favorable to me. That doesn't mean that I'm a bad person or that I'm doing anything nefarious. It just is how the process works. And so you then on the other side want to take a good look at that contract and think about how you might negotiate different terms that are more equal. So the first thing to keep in mind is that you do probably want to negotiate these deals. And like you said, you should have legal representation to do it. These are really long, complicated documents. Wisconsin, UW-Madison Division of Extension does have a number of resources, both a guide for leasing solar, where you can review what are some of the terms that you might see in this agreement, as well as what I call a companion conversation guide that's going to help you ask some of those questions and write down the answers. The reason that's important is because If you're having a conversation with a solar developer and they're making promises to you, and now you go to your lawyer with your contract and say, well, can you review this for me? They can review it for sort of the standard things. But if the solar developer made a specific promise to you and you don't tell your attorney about that promise, or you don't remember quite how that promise was phrased, they're not necessarily going to know to look for it in the agreement. So the conversation guide helps you document a lot of those conversations and creates like a terms sheet so that when you then go to your own attorney, you've got your term sheet saying, this is what I think is in my agreement. This is what's supposed to be here. Here's my 30-page contract. Can you please review it? Make sure it matches my understanding of the deal. And hey, by the way, can you look out for any other risk that I might be facing if I sign this?
Talking with Kelly Wolfert with UW Extension, with the Farm Law Extension. She's a specialist with Farm Law Extension. Kelly, it seems to me that if, okay, Brian is approached by the Kelly Solar Company, those initial conversations where Kelly says, Brian, you can do this and you can do that and I'll have this and I'll have that. To me, it's almost like before we even have that conversation, my attorney's with me at that conversation.
It's certainly one way to approach it. I will say a lot of those conversations do happen between developer and farmer without the attorneys from either side present, and usually they're brought in a little bit later. But it is good to have a sense of what those provisions are. Like I said, the guide that we have written, and I should say I am an attorney. I always give the disclaimer. I am an attorney, but I'm not your attorney. It's not legal advice. We don't have an attorney-client relationship. But it does have a good overview of where are some of those specific issues in most contracts that we're seeing here in Wisconsin. So good to start doing that initial legal review, even with those documents. But yeah, certainly up to you when you're ready to bring the attorney in. Just make sure you do it before you sign.
And I would think that if I'm a farmer and a company comes to me and I'm like, well, you know, I need my attorney to look at this or look at that. Kind of like if I'm buying a used vehicle, I want my mechanic to look at it. And that person gets all bent out of shape. I probably should say, have a nice day.
You're right. And I can't tell anyone what to do. But if they're defensive about having you have that contract reviewed by a professional, it's probably a red flag. There are quite a number of companies that are willing to provide either a signing bonus or some dollars for attorney's fees because they recognize that that's a really important part of this process. I have unfortunately seen some deal proposals where solar companies have said, I'll give you an extra, say, $3,000 up front if you don't negotiate. But keep in mind that that probably means you're giving up a lot more than $3,000 worth of risk or taking on a lot more than $3,000 worth of risk. You really need your own legal counsel that you've selected to look at that agreement and tell you if it's in your best interests.
So it's kind of the old saying, farmers, buyer beware or signer beware as well. And again, Kelly, for that website, is there a website that farmers can go to get some of that information, get some of those question answer things that they can use if they are approached?
Absolutely. I would go to farms.extension.wisc.edu. And that's going to take you to our farm management page with the Division of Extension. And you'll be able to browse around under topics, look for ag land and pricing or ag land and contracts. And then one of the options under that will be solar. And you can find all of our solar resources there.
And you know what? Before we let you go, this doesn't even apply just to solar. This applies to a rental agreement. Brian, the farmer, wants to rent Kelly's back 40. There's stuff that needs to happen here.
Absolutely, yeah. Whenever we're making a deal, whether it's a written contract, a verbal contract, it's really important to do what we attorneys call due diligence. Do your homework. You want to really understand what it is your agreeing to and document.
Some great advice. That is Kelly Wolfer with the UW Extension, the Farm Law Extension Specialist. Here from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual convention, this is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. The Arctic air mass bringing all the cold exits the upper Midwest today as highs this weekend return to the 30s. Now, a wintry mix of precipitation, though, will begin to move in through Friday night and into Saturday. But then it looks like after that precipitation moves through, we'll see temperatures cool back down to near normal by the middle of next week. Over the next 7 days, there continues to be no signs of us picking up a meaningful snowpack, though there are multiple chances for lesser rounds of wintry precipitation. Sunny throughout the day today, highs 12 to 17, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of snow and freezing rain, 40% chance. Lows 8 to 13, relative humidities at 93 to 98%, southeast winds at 7 to 12. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 80% chance of snow mixing with freezing rain and rain, and we'll have highs 29 to 34, relative humidities at 70 to 75%, southeast winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs 35 to 40. Monday, cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 35 to 40. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The telephone and barbed wire fencing were invented in the 1870s. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Frontier ingenuity used both to communicate with neighbors as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
When Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone in the 1870s, the Bell companies catered to businessmen in cities, and the rural areas were left out because building lines was expensive and hardly worth the effort in sparsely populated areas. However, they didn't know that farmers were very innovative and that barbed wire fences could transmit a telephone signal. Rob McDougall is an associate professor of American history at Western University in Ontario, Canada. He says